This chazar zeichen is b'bachar chas v'shvag v'mem yuhim esech menachas daf yud zayin. The Charifei Pumpadisa said, the burning of the kaimitz can affect pigel in the burning of the levoina, meaning if during the burning of the kaimitz, the kain intended to burn the levoina the next day, it makes a pigel. Even according to the Rabbanon, who say that pigel can't be created with only half a matir, that's only while burning the kaimitz he intended to eat the shirayim the next day. However, when the intent was regarding the levoina, it's considered to have been done during the entire matir, and it does become pigel. Rava said, we can prove this from the earlier Mishnah, which said that general rule is, anyone who does the kmitzah or puts the kaimitz into a kli sharos or brings it to the mizbech or burns it on the mizbech with an intent to eat something that is meant to be eaten or burn something that is meant to be burned, if the intent is to do so beyond its proper place, becomes possible, there's no karis. If the intent is to do so beyond its proper time, it becomes pigel, and there is karis for eating it. Now, presumably, just as an intent during the kmitzah putting into a keli or bringing it to the mizbech creates pigel, whether the intent was to eat the shirayim beyond its time or to burn the levoina beyond its time, the same is true for such intent during the burning of the kaimitz. Mara says, not a good proof. It may be that during the other three avoidas, an intent regarding eating or burning would create pigel, but during the burning, it may be that only an intent regarding the eating of the shirayim would create pigel. Rav Menashe bar Godo said to Abai in the name of Chista, the burning of the kaimitz cannot affect pigel in the burning of the levoina, even according to Rav Meir, who says that pigel can be created with only half a matir, chati matir. That's only when while burning the kaimitz he intended to eat the shirayim the next day, because the kaimitz is its matir. However, when the intent was regarding the levoina, since the kaimitz is not its matir, it doesn't create pigel. Abaye asked him, did he say this in the name of Rav? Rav Menashe said that he in fact did. We find elsewhere as well that Rav Chista had said this in the name of Rav. Rav Yaakov, even in the name of Abaye, said we can bring a proof to this from the Mishnah, which said that if he shechted one of the shuas lambs with intent to eat the other lamb the next day, they remain kosher. Presumably, this is because one lamb is not the matter of the other, and that's why he cannot make it pigle. Gemara says, not a valid proof. It may be that in that case it cannot create pigle because the two lambs are never put into one keli. However, the kaimitz and the levoina are put into the same keli, which establishes them as one, and that's why maybe the intent during the kaimitz can affect the levoina. Rav Hamluna said, Rav Chanina taught him, if a kohen burns the kaimitz with intent to burn the levoina the next day and to eat the shirayim the next day, it becomes pigel. What's he teaching? If he's teaching that the burning of the kaimitz can affect the pigel in the burning of the levoina, then let him give just that case. If he's teaching that there's even pigel with only half a matir, then let him only give the case of the intent to eat the shirayim the next day. If he meant to teach both things, then he should give both cases like he did, but should say that he had this intent or that intent. Why does he say that he had both? And for the Gemara of Adar Bar Hava said, in truth he holds that the burning of the kaimitz cannot affect pigel in the burning of the levoina. And he holds that the intent during half a matir cannot make pigel. The reason why it becomes pigel in this case is because he had ultimately had intent regarding all parts of the mincha. A braisa was told in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Abba that said, if one burned the kaimitz with intent to eat the shirayim the next day, everyone agrees that it becomes pigel. Yes, we have learned that there's machleik between Rabbein and Rabbanon. Rather say that the braisa says that everyone agrees that the carbon is puzzle. They argue whether it's full pigel. Rekhmer, why did he instead say that the braisa says it's pigel and only follows the view of Rav Meir? And for tomorrow, the braisa was taught as saying that everyone agrees. It's more likely that there was a mistake made between puzzle and pigel than to say that there was a mistake made between hearing that everyone agrees and this is only the view of Rav Meir. Lach perek hakaimitz as a mincha, mazel tov. New perek hakaimitz rabba perek shlishi zok tehele gemishem b'siyata rabba d'shmaya. If a kohen does the kmitza with intent to eat something that's not meant to be eaten or to burn something that's not meant to be burned, in either case, he has in mind beyond its allowable place or beyond its allowable time, the carbon remains kosher. Eliezer says the carbon is posel. If the intent was to eat something that's meant to be eaten or to burn something that's meant to be burned beyond its place or time, but the intent was regarding less than a kezayis, the carbon is kosher. If the intent was to eat half a kezayis of the shirayim and to burn half a kezayis of the kaimitz or levoina beyond its place or time, the carbon is kosher because eating and burning don't combine. Zuck the Gemara of Asin and Rabbi Yechanan said the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is based on the pasuk of V'im heyachel yeachel, which suggests that there are two eatings, one of people and one of the mizbeach, and teaches that intent to put onto the mizbeach something meant to be eaten by people or vice versa can create pigel. The drasha is based on the fact that the Torah refers to the burning on the mizbeach as eating. The Rabbanon who argue with Eliezer say that the reason the Torah refers to burning as eating is to either teach that if the intent to burn was formulated using verbiage of eating, it still creates pigel, or to teach it just like eating must be the size of kezayis. The same is true for the burning on the mizbeach. Eliezer says to teach that the pasuk's double verbiage could have used the same word twice. The fact that the words change, heyachel yachel, the words teach a second drasha, like he said before. Rav Zeri asked Rav Asi, if Rav Eliezer's opinion is based on a pasuk, he should even say that there's a chi of karis for this. Yet you have said a name, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Eliezer agrees that there's no karis. Rav Asi said there's machlekes tanoim whether Rav Eliezer holds that this is deraisa, in which case there would be karis, or if he holds only the rabbanon, in which case there would not be karis. In fact, we can prove this from a braisa. The braisa says if someone shechs a carbon with intent to drink the blood the next day, or to burn the meat on the mizbeach the next day, or to eat the amarim the next day, the carbon is kosher. Rav Eliezer says it's possible. If he intends to leave the blood over until the next day, Rav Yehuda says the carbon is possible. Rav Elazar said in this case, Also, Rabbi Eliezer will say that, in this case also, Rabbi Eliezer will say that it's possible, and the Racham will say that it's kosher. Now, whose view is Rabbi Yehuda following? He can't be following the Rabbanim, because if they say that when the person says it will be consumed the next day, it's kosher, then surely when if he just says it will be left over to the next day, it will certainly be kosher. Rather, he must be following the view of Rabbi Eliezer. If so, when Rabbi Eliezer says that in this case also, Rabbi Eliezer will say that it's possible, and the Racham will say that it's kosher, Rabbi Eliezer is saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, we must say that they argue as to whether or not there's karis. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that there will be karis in the first case, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying that there will not be karis in either case. We see that there's machlekes whether Rabbi Eliezer holds there's karis when the intention was to eat something that's not meant to that's not meant to be eaten, but rather it's meant to be burned, or vice versa. The Gemara says it's not a good proof. It may be that everyone agrees that there would not be karis in that first case, and there's actually a three of them machlekes in the Raya. Tanakam holds that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabban only argue in the first case, but in the case of intent to leave over the blood, everyone would agree that the carbon is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says that the case of intent to leave over the blood, everyone would agree that the carbon is possible as a gzeir for a case when all the blood is left over to the next day, which a Raya teaches would actually be possible der Isam. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that even in the case of intent to leave over the blood, the Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer argue.